What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And it's time for a Mavs and Stars Super segment. Now, I realized when we did this on Friday, you were coming off double wins. Now you're coming off double losses, although I know the Stars also won on Saturday. So that part is nice. So do you want me to give you happy audio for the Stars and maybe we could just pretend that everything kept rolling on Sunday?
Let's get happy Stars.
All right, great. Go ahead and give me cut number 11. Let's just go ahead and pretend that everything happened just fine with Ottawa.
Going, hits is in. Finds Robertson. He scores! Dallas strikes first. Jason Robertson. 4.5 minutes in.
Now, that was a big deal because Jason Robertson made his presence known the night before when they won in the shootout. And then when he got the Stars on the board, you just heard it, about 4.5 minutes in, I was thinking 8-game win streak, here we come. Because you just hit 7 the night before against the Canadiens, and or the Canadiens, if you prefer. And now you're going up against Ottawa, and you got off to an early lead against an Ottawa team that's fine. They're not great. They're not terrible. They're fine. And
they stink at Ottawa, though, right?
Like that, yeah.
They're terrible at Ottawa. Hold on, let's go back. Is it 2016? Was the last time that they won in March of 2016, Kevin.
Is that right?
It was the last time that
they won in
Ottawa. The streak continues.
Okay, I did not know that. That is, I was about to say impressive, but it's...
It's impressive for Ottawa.
It is. For the Stars.
For the Ottawaians.
Not, I don't know if that is the official terminology or not, but you do end up taking the loss. No points. The Stars have been playing phenomenal, though. I've been really impressed at how it seems like they've gotten better on the road. I know yesterday's game notwithstanding, but I've been very impressed.
Oh. Kevin, this is breaking news.
Oh.
And I don't have... Do we have sponsors? Can you hit them up, Balak?
Yeah, so breaking news on 105 Through the Fan is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Tom Pelissero reports his sources say Mike McCarthy is out as the Cowboys head coach.
Whoa!
The sides could not agree on length of contract, and McCarthy will... The sides could not agree on length of contract, and McCarthy will pursue other opportunities. He leaves Dallas with a winning record and 3 playoff appearances. That is breaking news. Mike McCarthy out as the Cowboys coach.
Holy freaking
moly. So the Mavericks.
No, sorry.
The Stars.
I'm sorry, Mike.
I'm going to have to jot that down as one of those moments where we were in a non-Cowboys segment and I had to talk
Jerry
about that.
Jerry heard his tease.
So there you go.
Who's saying this again?
That is Tom Pelissero. And that is just as reliable of any source that you can find out.
So Schefter comes out with his report, and literally 30 minutes later, it's
Tom Pelissero is like, nope.
And granted, Pelissero has, you'll have to ask Bobby and Broadus about this, but I'm pretty sure Pelissero's been in one of those that kind of got in with McCarthy very well because McCarthy's done a good job of opening up to those NFL network people and some of the national people. So he's one of those that probably has a really good conversation with him and his agent.
Does this sound like then that, and correct me if you think I'm off, does this sound like Mike McCarthy stood his ground against the Cowboys, and they were like, that doesn't work for us. And he goes, well, you know what, brother? That doesn't work for me. And he walked out. I'm assuming. But, like, because everything we talked about, think about, let's just go back an hour.
McCarthy wanted a longer contract.
Okay. And
right?
Let's just go back. Okay, because yeah, so two support, things
yeah,
on
everybody's
that.
Everybody's reporting it now. Yeah.
An hour and 20 minutes ago. So an hour and 20 minutes ago, we're doing the crosstalk, and I think, I'll admit, I fell into this category. I thought that Mike McCarthy would just go along with whatever deal it is. Let's just say they give him a two-year deal, $10 million, some of it's incentive-based, whatever. And Mike McCarthy is like, no, man, that's not going to work because we're going to do this exact same thing over again. I need at least a three-year deal, or I need at least a whatever-year deal, and I need at least $6 million, or I need my base salary to be guaranteed or whatever. I know part of that is speculation at this point, but an hour and 20 minutes ago, I stood just a few feet to the left of where I am right now, and I thought for sure that Mike McCarthy would give in to the low-ball contract offer of the Dallas Cowboys. And here we are, and it sounds like he sure as hell did not.
Well, good for him, but when you're looking at this as a Cowboys fan, you do have to look at it this way. The Cowboys wanted Mike McCarthy back under their terms and really to undercut him and just be the babysitter of the team, and Mike McCarthy said no. So now do the Cowboys look for a babysitter or do they look for a head coach? I know that's another topic, but I'm just thinking, Mike McCarthy said, no, if you're cutting me down to being a babysitter where I don't have any control over my staff, I don't have any control over the offense. Obviously, Mike Zimmer, I'm assuming, is going to be the defensive coordinator if I come back, and I'm going to assume they had a great time doing it together. It's like they ended up getting along, figuring out how to work together. But Mike was like, no, I can't give all of this up and just be a babysitter here. And so now the Cowboys move on and look for a babysitter?
That might be the case. I think there's a lot of things here. One, everything that comes along with being the Cowboys head coach, understanding how much money the Cowboys do bring in, but everything that goes along with it, Mike McCarthy was like, I deserve to be paid more for this. There's a lot of extra stuff being the Cowboys head coach, and I deserve more.
Can I ask you a question about that statement? I don't disagree with that statement whatsoever.
I also am tired of getting stabbed in the back.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you think if I boiled it down to essentially it was with all of the S I have to eat with this job as opposed to let's get back to football, this is what I want?
Yeah. I mean, that definitely could be a massive factor there. We do have Bobby Belt on the line right now if we'd like to have a conversation with the man. You're on vacation, Bobby. What are you doing right now?
Bobby, is this the greatest day of your life?
I know. I just wrapped up DallasCowboys.com. We were doing the draft show. And now I'm driving over to Plano to go see draft prospects at Exos. And yes, all the news to come through. And it was starting to feel, I definitely think this morning you were starting to get a sense, more people were starting to talk, and you were starting to get the feeling of like, okay, this isn't looking good for Mike, or this is trending toward the direction of a divorce. And now we enter a period of evaluation where they try to figure out who they want to bring in here.
Hold on, wait. Bobby, wait. Before we move on to the evaluation, I want to take a quick step back because of something you said. Can you expand on, it looked like it was trending towards a divorce, because our initial reaction here is, it sounded like Mike McCarthy said, I'm not going to take your lowball BS contract. I want something better. And that's why this has fallen apart.
Yeah, I think that this is something where the more you talk to people who had an awareness of what was going on, it sounded like this was just building to this point as of this morning where people were saying, yeah, I think there's some frustration here that, you know, there's not as much movement on, are we going to get this done? Are we going to figure this out? Are we going to actually figure out the terms of a potential return? What are we doing here? And I think that building frustration caused a little bit of animosity potentially for both sides. And what you see is, you know, I think a mutual divorce at this point. I don't think the Cowboys may position this as, hey, we wanted him back. He clearly wanted to go. But I mean, I think it feels very much like the trying to get somebody to quit so you don't have to fire him type of move.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
The Bobby Belt breakup special.
Yeah. Bobby's been through this before. He knows how it works. I see how that goes.
Now you said, Bobby, they will look ahead to. Okay, I just wanted to clarify that before we looked ahead to anything. Yeah. Mike asked the question about what the hell kind of next head coach are you looking for? Where do we go now?
So they have always wanted experience or familiarity. That's what they want. So when you start thinking familiarity, I think the blinking light is obviously Kellen Moore.
Wow.
I think that they would have to do some repair here. Kellen had a bad exit from Dallas. As much as it was reported, they decided to move on, or they decided to give Mike the keys to the car or whatever that is not how that breakup went. That breakup ended with Kellen asking out. And so I think that they would have to do some repair. They're probably not anything impossible to repair. But they still think very, very highly of him. Jerry and Stephen Jones think really highly of Kellen Moore. And so I think that that's an obvious fit right there. It's just, all right, how damaged was that? How much work do you potentially have to do to get Kellen Moore to want to come back here? But I mean, look, we've thrown out the name. I've thrown it out for months now. Mike asked Jerry about him. I do wonder if Jason Witten will get a look here.
Wow.
Because it's just, I think just familiarity is a big thing to them. And they say, you know, you had Kellen Moore essentially walk off the field and become an offensive coordinator. You had Jason Garrett walk off the field and become an offensive coordinator. We just need a CEO here. And go look back at an article Tim Kalishaw wrote about Dan Campbell last year when they were end of the 23 season, when they were facing Detroit. And he interviewed Jerry and asked Jerry some questions. And Jerry took a left turn out of nowhere and said, you know, I think Jason Witten has a lot of the same traits that Dan.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yep. Yes, he did.
And so, I don't know. I think familiarity, Witten and Kellen make some sense. Obviously, we'll see. I could definitely see them wanting to talk to a Doug Peterson.
What about Aaron Glenn?
Potentially a jogger. Aaron Glenn absolutely is somebody that they could want to talk to. That's somebody who's been here.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that would get a glowing review, I imagine, from Dan Campbell, who they trust. But, yeah, they got a couple of different avenues they can go here. I would say to me, before we get a chance to kind of talk to people, I think early on, knowing what they think of Kellen, to me, Kellen Moore seems like the obvious lead candidate right now.
Bobby, as far as timeline goes, how much of an urgency do you think the Cowboys are going to approach this with? I feel like Steven would probably approach it with a little more urgency.
Well, let's figure out if it's Jason Witten and Kellen Moore, like I just mentioned, if those are guys they're considering, there's probably no urgency there. Kellen Moore is, you know, he's in the middle of a coaching playoff run. He's gotten some interviews, but I don't know that he's been as much of the top name in some of those areas as he would be here. Witten's obviously just coaching high school football right now. If they wanted to interview Doug Peterson or John Gruden or somebody like that, those guys, some of the candidates that I think make sense in terms of previous experience that are offensive-minded head coaches, there's not a lot of buzz around those guys right now. So that may be why when Jerry was, talking to you guys about urgency, he was like, no, there's really no urgency. And the field of candidates, you know, when Alec asked him, does the field of candidates impact at all your decision here? He's like, no, not really. Because I think he felt comfortable that the candidates he would want or the guy he was targeting may not be somebody that they have to fight for.
That is the lineup right there. We'll start, you know, making a long list and a short list. Bobby threw your short list together just now. So if you're listening right now, you already got the short list together. That's what I think is going to be confirmed shortly. But the long list is going to, we'll have lots of conversations about that over the next few hours.
Yeah, and I mean there'll be obviously, you know, we mentioned Aaron Glenn there, but you've also the Rooney Rule says you have to interview two minority candidates.
That's a fact.
So there'll be another name there, whether that's, you know, minimum Brian Flores or, you know, maybe Robert Saleh or some of these you know, various coaches out there that have been in the running and have been discussed. And so that'll all be there. I would imagine whoever they hire is an offensive head coach that has either previous NFL coaching experience, or if they don't have that, it's somebody they are very familiar with within the walls of the Star. So start, you know, narrowing that down pretty quickly. All right, previous head coaching experience, Gruden, Doug Peterson, Arthur Smith, Cliff Kingsbury. Not that those guys would be on the list, but that's the name, pool of names you're looking at. And then, you know, familiarity, Kellen Moore, you know, Jason Witten, offensive side of the ball, guys like that, I think you should start, you know, keen in on.
This might be a dumb question. It probably is, and I know the Cowboys would never like come out and say if there was, but when you talk about the Rooney Rule, this is still a franchise, unless I'm totally blanking, that has never had a not white head coach, right?
That's true.
Yes, that is true. There's... And so, yeah, it's something where I mean, it's a league mandate. They're going to have to, whether they. I need to pick my words carefully here on how you want to talk about the legitimacy of a candidacy for the Cowboys. I don't want to, you know, make accusations just because it looks a certain way. But I think that when you look at their history, yeah, they brought in Marvin Lewis for an interview. And then that felt like checking a little bit of a box. I mean, New England just was guilty of that. I think a lot of people felt like you had Vrabel in mind, and then you were checking a box. And that's not fair to those candidates. And I don't think it's fair to the process totally. So, I mean, we'll see how this all plays out. I would imagine Aaron Glenn, you know, like we mentioned there, Saleh potentially. Maybe not Flores. Maybe Flores. It just depends on how – I don't know how much the Cowboys would view. Do we want to get involved with somebody who's in an active lawsuit with the league?
Yeah.
And so that may complicate things a little bit. But definitely I think that, you know, if you start saying who makes the most sense here, it's Kellen at the top. And if they start zeroing in on him, then you might just see, all right, we're trying to run through boxes that we're checking here.
Appreciate it very much. I hope this makes your vacation even better.
I love you all.
When are you coming back?
I'll be back Thursday, but I'll probably be on the morning show tomorrow at some point.
Why don't you hop on with us tomorrow?
I mean, I can do that too.
And then the next day.
We just talk to him.
Okay. Never mind, Bobby. We'll talk to you later, man.
We'll find out. See you.
All right. I think this is the next thing that I want to talk about. All right. 'Cause I've seen a couple of people text this in. I'm going to tell you right now, and if I'm wrong, I think that's a great thing. I don't think this is the start of some movement where the Cowboys are going to start changing the way they do business. So here's how I'm going to set it up. Because a couple of people texted in, oh, the Cowboys fans have started to speak this year. Now Mike McCarthy's like, I'm not going to accept it. People are starting to stand up to the Cowboys. I'll tell you this. I don't think that's what's happening, and I don't think that's going to change anything about the way the Cowboys do business. But maybe y'all disagree. But we'll talk more about that. And Mike McCarthy out as head coach. And just wait for that statement from the Jones family to be like, what's the big deal? Like, his contract expired tomorrow. So that's just what happened. So there's nothing to see here. As if this is not a big deal.
Oh, no, yeah, no.
They can still hire him back.
Yes.
Yeah, I have no...
his contract expired, still not fired.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Here's one of my lineups, Kevin. McCarthy, 4 to 5 years. Jerry, 2 years. McCarthy, nah, I'm out. Wait. No, hold on. I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody I'm out. You deal with it after that.
Yep. We'll talk more about it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Why? And this is why you come here for breaking news. We had people texting us 10 minutes into our segment about Mike McCarthy being out as the Cowboys head coach to tell us that Mike McCarthy was out as the head coach. Appreciate y'all jumping over to where we actually break sports news first, guaranteed. And Mike McCarthy is out as the Dallas Cowboys head coach. Right now, let's bring on Sean Sharif. Sean, do you want me or Corey to update y'all's tease for tomorrow's show?
Yes, please, and include the AEW ticket giveaway in the 9 o'clock hour.
Can do. Look at that. Can. Are you surprised? Because the first thing I said, Sean, I admitted when we were in crosstalk, I thought Mike McCarthy would take whatever deal was offered his way. And it's sounding like that was the attempt the Cowboys made where they were like, hey, we'll keep you if you're willing to do this. And he's like, I'm a pass on that.
Definitely surprised. I totally agree with you. I was trying to think of the perspective of Don Yee, his agent, and what I would tell Mike. And I would say, you know, it's kind of like when we all go into negotiations, right? You want to have a threat. You want to have a real leverage play. And I didn't view any of the other teams as real leverage plays that actually hire McCarthy. You cannot sell Mike McCarthy in Chicago. Now, maybe the ownership doesn't care. The ownership is just too stupid. But they took a poll, you know, the other day, and it was like 90-10, no. Can you sell Mike McCarthy as the New York Jets head coach? No, you cannot. Now, a place like Jacksonville, you know, I think McCarthy falls into like a Doug Peterson discussion. A place like New Orleans, who may not rip you apart if you go ahead and bring him in and you're just looking for any type of stability, maybe you can. But I would have approached this now Don Yee knows, right? He's talking to the other teams. I would have approached it as, hey, let's take a little stand with Jerry here, but let's not go too hard because we know we have this job, and let's not give it up even if we have to take less.
Sean, give me both perspectives on this, Jerry and Mike McCarthy's. What was the breaking point for either one of those guys, you think?
Well, it sounds like with Jerry, it's like, hey, I'm doing you a favor by even having this as the discussion point. Like, I could have got, again, I don't know right now. I was on the phone with Bobby when the news broke, and I was listening to you guys even before that. But
Tolo.
Oh, my God, Bobby, what a bad week to go on vacation with Bobby, by the way.
That's a good point.
You have to give him one of the snow Comrexes to do the show from home tomorrow on vacation. He would probably do it. If I'm Jerry, I'm like, yo, I'm doing you a favor by even offering you the opportunity to come back. I should have and could have gotten rid of you after the Green Bay game. So I'm not going to sign up for a 4 or 5 year deal. This is 2 or 3 years max, and that's what you have to take. McCarthy probably got sick of it around here. We know that, you know, he's more of a Pittsburgh, Green Bay type of guy. Yeah. All this noise and all this circus is not something that, like, the Mike McCarthy book and the leaks that are going to come out on working here are going to be so juicy because you know that he could not have been a fan of it. Or Mike knows that the Saints and the Bears are legitimately interested. Those are the two ways that I'm looking at it right now. Now, I heard Bassick's reaction to it. And first off, and I'm not trying to be cruel to Mike McCarthy. Mike was awesome with us on Fridays, way better than Garrett ever was. But y'all, I'm pumped. I'm freaking doing backflips. I'm so excited because you had to have change. I don't care whether the change means a regression. So after my initial excitement, new coach, going to meet them at the combine, Friday interviews, all that stuff. Can this person actually break through? I do think it's important to get to Mike's point of, like, why did this happen? Did Jerry Jones do this because he wanted to uphold the standard? Or did Jerry Jones do this, which is probably the case, what I'm about to say, because Mike McCarthy didn't take an inferior
ball.
A low ball insulting deal, right? Because if that's the case, I agree with Bassick and Mike. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. I think where you're going, it's like, does that inspire you in the face of the quality of candidate that Jerry Jones wants to replace Mike McCarthy with? The answer to me is no, but we need to change, and now we're going to get it, in my opinion.
My answer to that is no as well, Mike, and I want to get you involved in this conversation. I think it was a simple matter of, and now we can call you Mike.
Yep, I outlasted. I told everybody, stop calling him Mike. I'm the Mike. He's the McCarthy. I was here before him, and I outlasted him.
I think they looked at the prices in front of them, and I'll just say, they were like, hey, we'll give you $3.5 million plus incentives to come back. And he was like, no, I want $5 or $6 million. I think the Cowboys just sat there and they're like, well, no, you're in our lowball bid. Like, there's another coach we can go offer $3.5 million with incentives. If you want five or six, I'm going to go to the next bin, and I'm not going to get the store brand coach.
I like what you're saying. And, Sean, here's what we don't know is, was it more about the money, which I would disagree. I think that had something to do with it. Or was it more about, you're not going to have Shoddy back. You're not going to call the plays.
Okay.
We are going to hire the next offensive coordinator. You will now oversee everything as the leader coach of the team. And I think that was more of the thing that Mike was, I thought he was going to accept the, I call it a babysitting role.
I did too.
At that point, babysitter of the team, not the head coach of the team, especially the way Jerry runs things here. And I think Mike did not like that at all. And Jerry said, if you don't want to be the babysitter, I'll find somebody else. And that's where, Sean, I just don't know if really Jerry wants a real head coach.
Well, you know, it makes me feel better to think, well, first off, everything you just described, Jerry Jones, in my opinion, would be entitled to. Like, you want to stay here and keep control and babysit? Well, you cannot call the plays. You know, we have to get some type of spark for our offense and spark to the fan base. And I would feel fine with that scenario. I feel much better if it's a control thing versus an embarrassing, cheap, lowball type offer thing. Because that would make me feel like the Cowboys are just like frugal and you're not going to go out and pay for a big-time coach who should hold this position. If this is about control, I'm totally fine with that, because Mike McCarthy had 5 years for the most part to do it his way and it didn't work. So, like, in my opinion, you don't gain more power in the position Mike was in. You should lose more power. So I would actually support Jerry in that scenario.
Thank you very much, Sean. Don't forget, tomorrow in the 9 a.m. hour, you can win AEW tickets with Sean and RJ. You got to be listening. Love me some AEW. Thank you very much, good sir.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
I guess I'll say real quick, I feel like Mike didn't want to be stripped of more power. I don't think Mike wanted more power, McCarthy. Okay. I think McCarthy was looking at it going, my opinion, we have no clue. By the way, I have no clue how the negotiations broke down. But Friday, they were negotiating an extension or some sort of contract to be the Cowboys head coach. We assume for at least one more year, probably two or more.
Some kind of discussion happened.
And it broke down, whether it was last night, early this morning, it broke down. And now we're guessing, we're theorizing on why did it break down? And I'm thinking, my opinion is that it had to break down, or it could have broken down over, you're not going to be kind of the offensive coordinator, and we're going to hire a new one that brings in a system that Dak is more favorable to.
Okay, I'm going to throw this out there, and I want to make this very clear. This is what I think is going to happen, not what I want to happen. I want to make a very clear distinction there. I see people texting in, or you hear the hope, and I hope you guys are right as well, but you hear people say, oh, now's the time to go get Aaron Glenn, or now's the time to go do what I think is going to happen is, I saw a text saying people have started to push back against the Cowboys. Training camp attendance, way down, year over year, way down, but those tickets still get sold. You look at the TV ratings, they were still bananas for the Cowboys this year, even if they were down a little, still unbelievable. I think the Cowboys are going to step out of this, and instead of going, well, maybe we can't do it this way anymore, they're going to be like, fine, you don't want to play ball? I'll find somebody else who will accept that they don't get to pick their offensive coordinator, or they don't get to call plays, or they are going to take my low ball contract offer. I think that's what's going to happen. I hope I'm wrong.
But I get it, Corey. This is the hope the Cowboy fans were looking for. Not that I don't think Cowboy fans were blaming Mike McCarthy for all the issues this year, all the issues the last 5 years. You can blame some of the issues. But Corey, I think that right now Cowboy fans have hope, because this is the only way to have hope.
Yes. And Jerry knows that. And that's the recyclable part of, well, we got what we could. We squeezed as much juice out of this thing as we could. Now it's time to find something else. This was a frustrating season for everybody involved.
Sure.
Jerry was frustrated at midpoint of the season when he realized, I'm probably already out of the playoffs and I have no shot to get back in this sucker. We're going to try and sell the hope for the rest of the season. Hey, look, we got 1%. Just like, you know, sarcastically said most of the year, Kevin, we got 1% of chance. So let's hold on to that glimmer of hope. And then it was gone. He's like, man, started to look around that stadium, started to get empty. This is not exactly what I wanted it to be this season. That's it, guys. We squeezed everything we could. How can I get the fan base as excited as they were 2 years ago when we were going to the playoffs and doing all these things? The only way is to move on. And for McCarthy's part, he was frustrated by the entire process of this thing.
I'm intrigued.
You can hear it in conversations with media and with Sean and Arden.
For sure. I'm intrigued by the last thing you said, because I would love to get an honest answer. Now, to the point I know you've made in the past, Mike, I don't know how you can or when you can get this honest answer. Is it on air or is it behind the scenes? And if you repeat it, it'll be like, I didn't say that. Does he care that those seats were empty, or does he care because he's like, they still all got sold? I still got all of the money. Because I do think he cares. I think he cares about the money a lot, like a lot. But I also think he cares about the buzz factor.
Yes.
And that's why I think you're really on to something.
When he sees those, you know, he tells us, look, I'm happy that they're selling, because that's one hat that he can put on as the sales manager hat. But when he looks and sees, but there are other fans, my fan base is not as excited, I think that affects him. And I think it does affect his decisions.
And I want to throw this out there. And I see it and I understand why people are saying this. I am going to fight against this forever. From the 817, what hope? Dak is still the quarterback. You cannot tell me that a head coach cannot make a difference. Minnesota Vikings went 14-3 this year with Sam Darnold. There is nobody who's going to tell me that Sam Darnold is that much better than Dak Prescott. I just won't hear of it. I'm not saying this fixes all your problems, but Mike, you mentioned it, Corey mentioned it, and I agree. It's the opportunity for hope. A coach can change a lot, or they can go the route they always do.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's just keep things the same, just with a different name that's following all of our orders.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm with you. There's not much to add there. That it can. If you hire the right guy, it can. Now the hope is that Jerry would interview the right people and then hire the right person.
Absolutely. Let's talk more about this. If you missed the breaking news this way, you got to be right here. Mike McCarthy is out as Dallas Cowboys head coach. What happens next, we'll discuss right here on The Fan.
Back to throw. They blitz him. He throws it left. It's intercepted at the 30. Right to the 40. Across midfield and the sideline. And this is coming all the way. It's a pick six for the Philadelphia Eagles.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where normally we'd be chopping up some playoff football. But the news is out. Mike McCarthy is out, and it's sounding more and more like it might have been his choice, not the Cowboys' choice. I'm sure that will be debated. I'm going to take you right now to Corey Majors as we're doing the KNC Masterpiece kind of on the fly. We bring in Zach Wolchuk, who you, of course, know from the pre- and post-game extravaganza as part of the Dallas Cowboys, your official home of the Dallas Cowboys. Zach, thanks for jumping on with us.
Of course, man.
I'm going to let you talk more in a minute because Corey needs to tell us information.
All right, one thing of housekeeping note from Ian Rappaport. Clarity, though Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy is under contract through tomorrow, a source says that he can now speak with teams immediately. So that's an interesting note because if your contract's still there, like how can that be? Well, I'm out of here. So I'm ready to move on from this. We've agreed to it. That could be that the Cowboys said see you later.
Yeah.
The other thing that makes me think that it's McCarthy is Calvin Watkins reporting that McCarthy has already reached out to his coaching staff to let them know and talk to his coaching staff. So in my opinion, I feel like if you had that and you were ready to just go ahead and start talking to your coaches about it, you were already, you know, understanding that you were on your way out there. So those are two little things of note that can balance out this conversation a little bit more.
Now, Wolchuk, I think where you were before the show feels exceedingly relevant. Where were you? What were you doing? And you seem very surprised by this.
Stunned. Really, really am. So I was just doing the draft show there at the Star in Frisco, and we had Kyle Yeomans with us. I was with Brian Vach Lombardi, obviously Chris Beam, who produces it for us there. And there was no buzz of any potential McCarthy news. Everything seemed to be status quo. In fact, I was listening to you guys driving up over here afterwards, and you guys broke the news. I immediately called Kyle. I was like, dude, is this legitimate? And he said, yeah, this is legit, and this is caught. us at least by surprise, it seems. Now, they're always prepared. They've got articles ready to go,
sure.
Whether he's staying, whether he's going. I mean, they're top-notch there with DallasCowboys.com with what Derek Eagleton and Nick Eatman are doing. But I don't think anybody really saw this happening, which you're right, Corey. That leads me to say, okay, this is probably a McCarthy decision. And if you're Jerry, I kind of understand. Look, the whole him being a little bit cheap when it comes to coaches, I think now is out there. I don't think this is a media-driven narrative. Sure. I think fans now, Cowboy fans are smarter and smarter every year with what we have with the
Despite
internet.
Despite the, do you yes. know the size there's of the check I would write?
Right, that's a bunch of bull.
Yeah.
It's not true. There's no salary cap for coaching. So the one way to put your money where your mouth is there is go out and get the best coach, get the best staff, and pay them as such. You don't want to do so. So Jerry's kind of in a limbo here where, well, Mike, if you go out there and this team S's the bet again, then I'm going to be having a conversation of, do I need to fire you? And one thing seems to be true to me. Jerry doesn't want to fire and then pay a coach to go sit and drink Mai Tais on the beach. That ain't something he wants to do. So now I'm going to give you a deal, and in a year, I might be having the same conversation. So if Mike wants 4 or 5 years, Jerry's like, ooh, I don't know about that, because then I'm going to be on the hook if I got a Kenya for paying you out on those other years.
So this is for all three of you, and maybe Corey, Kevin, Zach, you guys share this and just pass it around. Is if I am a candidate to be a head coach in the NFL, now we just saw Mike Vrabel was hired by New England. He just had his press conference, but there's other jobs available.
Go ahead. Real quick. All right. You just pointed out Vrabel was having his press conference as the news broke.
Yeah.
The Cowboys news breaks. Robert Kraft gets covered up by Jerry Jones saying, I got you guys.
That's why you're not in the Hall of Fame and you never will be.
Back to you, Mike.
So you have other jobs where they have $50 to $100 million of cap space. Maybe they have a quarterback. Maybe they don't.
Sure.
You have a quarterback here who's locked in. You have no salary cap room. You don't have a lot of draft picks. You do have your normal amount of draft picks. You have a few more.
Except for your fourth.
But right. Yeah. But you have the comp picks or whatever. But you don't have like one first, 2 seconds. You know, like you're very limited here over the next 3 years on what you can do to this team. You do have a great defensive player in Micah Parsons. You have a great receiver. You have a quarterback who is getting hurt on a consistent basis. When he's healthy, he's usually good, but not great. I'm just throwing this out to you. Maybe Corey, you can be the first to take this. Is
I already have an answer for your question too.
Okay, or Kevin, how much do you look at this job versus the others and just go, I'm just looking at the team and what I can do over the next 3 years?
The type, and that's why I think the type of person you will draw outside of the I need a job candidate is the I can fix them candidate. And like, That can be good if it works, but it can be disastrous because essentially, why would you come here? If you're like, let's just use Ben Johnson as an example. He seems to be somebody that like a lot of different teams want. Okay, if you're Ben Johnson, why would you go to the Cowboys as opposed to, let's use the Bears, who have their quarterback, we think, and a lot of money? It's because you know everything will be on you in Dallas. And if you believe in yourself that much or have that much of an ego, then you're going to be at least kind of interested in this job because you're going to know whatever you do in life, it doesn't matter. If the Chargers win the Super Bowl, that's going to be cool and that's going to be awesome on Jim Harbaugh's resume. If he would have come here and won the Super Bowl, legendary forever. And I think that's the difference.
It's also a year too late. The name you just mentioned, I know, would have taken this job, and that is Harbaugh. And I think that would have gotten everybody pretty darn excited. Problem is, I don't know that Jerry really would have wanted a Harbaugh, because if that coach comes in here and wins a championship, who's getting the credit then? It's that coach.
Yeah.
Right? And it does seem like from how the Cowboys are going about this whole coaching cycle right now, and now they're all of a sudden a team that's in the mix that needs to start doing some interviews when everybody else has already done some of these. One team's already hired a coach. You're late to the party again, which is a theme with this football team. But I really think Jerry believes what he said when he let go, him and Jimmy parted ways. Anybody could coach this team. What was the number?
500.
500 coaches. I really think he believes as long as I put together a good enough team, any coach can do it. That's proven to be totally false. Coaching absolutely matters, but I do believe that that is how he feels. He does not care as much as we do about who is the coach of this team.
And my concern, Mike, this kind of is built into your question. My concern is, and I've used this analogy before, that Jerry still thinks the Cowboys are Notre Dame in the 80s. And people don't have those same options. I do still, I mean, look, I don't think anyone will argue the Cowboys get the biggest spotlight. They have forever. They probably will for a really long time. But I still think he thinks that people are willing to take a discount or willing to do this or deal with that because it's the Cowboys. And I think the game's evolved. Even though this is the biggest spotlight, you can still go to other places and still have great runs, and you don't need the Cowboys as much as I think he thinks people do.
Mike, would you do me a favor?
Yo.
Would you repeat the question?
The question is, if I'm a coach out there, Ben Johnson,
yep.
That's who Kevin loves, whoever, I have a quarterback that's stuck at $89 million. I know I'm going to redo it, but I have no cap space. I can't bring in four players from the Detroit Lions I like. I don't have the money to do it. I only have a first-round pick and then a second-round pick, and then from there, it gets really tough to have impact players as a rookie. I don't really have much here. I do have a great defensive player. I do have a great wide receiver, but I don't have much to change this team over the next 3 years. If you really look at where they're at, this is the team for the next 3 years besides draft picks. How bad do I want this job if Jacksonville is offering me, if Chicago's offering me, if New Orleans, and I'm not saying the Cowboys are the worst. They are not. I might choose some other franchise over the Cowboys because of my control and then how I can change the team into my team.
Yeah, okay. The other jobs, I'm just looking at them. The Bears are really the best one out of the five that are left. And now the Cowboys being added.
I agree with that.
I think the Bears are because you got a elite receiver grouping there. You got a young quarterback that you can work with. Pretty good defense. They just need some organization. They just need some direction. And that Bears group could be, now it's a tough division, but who cares? Let's go up there and try and win in that division. Other than that, the Cowboys are the first splash name. I mean, the Jets aren't a splash. It's the Jets. You got to deal with the Jets. The Saints aren't a splash. It's the Saints.
They're way more screwed on their cap than we are.
Jacksonville is a hole. Nobody wants to be there. So the Cowboys' name splashes. When the Rangers went to Ron Washington, was like, I will take this job. That's what I see more than anything else. If you're getting ready to be a first-time head coach, you're looking at this thing going, I can take the Cowboys job, or I can take all these other ones. I'll take the Cowboys job because it's available. They would want to do that. That's what they would want, the opportunity to do that. Other than that, Kevin's right. The opportunity to, I can change the Cowboys organization. There are only a few names that I really think can actually change this organization, and there would have to be a lot of people that would take seats back in that, but only a few names that I think can change them. Other ones would come in here, and they know the organization well enough. They know Jerry Jones well enough that they can think they can work with him, but they'll get tired of it after 3 years.
Woolchuck, special person, man.
Okay, and what I'm afraid of, Woolchuck, is Bobby said something about, you know Kellen Moore.
Yeah.
Is that Kellen Moore is not a hot name anymore. He's not getting a lot of attention. He very well may never get an NFL head coaching job unless he's willing to come back to the Big Top. And he knows his role in the Big Top. I still fear that that's the coach the Cowboys are going to pick up. Somebody who like it, love it, don't care, you're going to deal with it. And that's who they're going to find somebody who'd be like, yes, sir.
There's a lot of moving parts that you've got to juggle as the head coach of this team.
Yeah.
That you don't have to deal with anywhere else in the National Football League. The circus is real, and I think that's part of why Mike McCarthy's probably saying, dude, I've kind of had enough here. And I think you're absolutely right. Ben Johnson, and like my brother-in-law was texting me, there's only one name I want to hear all day. Ben Johnson, will it into existence. Eliza deserves to see a Super Bowl in her lifetime.
True.
Like, I'd love that. I'd love to see a Super Bowl really in my lifetime. I was like 4 years old, 3 years old last time they won one over the Steelers. I don't remember it. I remember a box of popcorn that we brought for the Super Bowl party. That's kind of my recollection of that.
And that's why when James Grover on YouTube sends in, what are the chances they would interview Dion or Freeman from Notre Dame?
Mm.
I just look at it and say, that is the bad fit for the Jones family because those people have tons of options. Freeman right now, I mean, look, whether or not they win or lose next week, I mean, it'd be great if they won. But whether or not they win or lose, he's fine, and he can do whatever he wants. Dion can do whatever he wants. That's not the kind of coach I think we're looking for. I think we're looking for the kind of coach who's like, I already got two strikes. I need to make this work.
Those are program builders. And Ben Johnson wants to take a job where he's aligned with the general manager. When you're coming into this job, it's kind of like, all right, just don't get in the way. Jerry is going to be the orchestrator of everything. Steven, Will, they've all got their roles. As the head coach, you've got yours as well. Just don't go ahead and muck up what we've got going on.
We're out of time, but you also have to look at in the final eight in the NFL is Philadelphia and Washington.
I don't think that has nothing to do with this. I really don't.
Did you just do a double negative?
That's right.
That equals a positive.
Exactly.
Let's go.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we've talked about it. We had Sean on. We had Zach on. Do you want to give it to the people? You want to take it to the phone lines?
Whoa, give it to the people? I mean, okay. I think we can let the people call in, Kevin.
It's the Rock, man. It's the people's choice. It's
okay.
The people's champ.
Hey, hopefully people's your elbow. Phone call will be less worthless than his promo was on Raw last week. Oh. We will talk to the people, 877-881-1053. Call in. Talk to Alec. Let us know. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.